Saint Ilaria was the daughter of Emperor Zeno, an Orthodox believer who loved the church and raised Ilaria and her sister, Theopasta, in the strong Christian faith. Since a young age, Ilaria contemplated pursuing the monastic life. When she was 18 years old, she left her family and traveled to Egypt, disguised in men's clothing. In the wilderness of Saint Macarius, Ilaria met a holy man, Amba Pamwa, who ordained her a monk under the name of Ilari. 3 years later, Amba Pamwa found out the truth, but decided to keep her secret and left her in a cave, where she stayed for 15 years. When she did not grow a beard, the monks thought that she was a eunuch, and they called her Ilari the eunuch. Meanwhile, her sister Theopasta became possessed with an unclean spirit, and her father spent on her a great deal of money in vain. The men of his court advised the emperor to send her to the elders of Shihit, since the fame of their holiness had spread to all the Roman districts. The emperor sent Theopasta to the elders, asking them to pray for her so that the Lord may heal her. The monks prayed for many days, but she was not healed, so the fathers decided to take her to Saint Ilari. Saint Ilaria refused, as she knew that the princess was her sister, but the elders insisted. A few days later, Theopasta was healed from her illness, and she returned to her father's empire and explained to them all that had happened. The emperor then requested the elders to send Saint Ilari so that he may receive his blessings. The saint pleaded not to go, but when the elders insisted, Saint Ilari obeyed and went to the emperor. Ilaria then made herself known to her parents, who wept profusely. After remaining for 3 months, she returned to the wilderness. The emperor then built many cells for the monks, as well as a beautiful palace in the monastery of Saint Macarius. From that time onwards, the number of monks increased in the wilderness. After returning, Saint Ilaria remained in the wilderness for 5 years before departing in peace. Until the time of her departure, no one knew that Saint Ilari was in fact a woman.